Wonderful news. I mean, I said a couple of months back, you know, that was when the talk about Hayes leaving and McGinn and Shinny. Good thing Shinny signed a new contract, and for Johnny to sign a new contract's so valuable for Aberdeen. I've said that he would be one of the biggest losses to that club. I know Johnny quite well, and you know, a wonderful player, a wonderful servant to the club so far. Such an exciting player, you know, can play in numerous positions like one or two other players can at Aberdeen. And he'd have been a massive loss to Aberdeen for me, you know, because I know I tried to sign him when I was at Hartlepool when he was leaving Inverness, but he got a much better deal at Aberdeen. He performs week in and week out for the club, and you know, that is just a massive boost for Aberdeen. And only good things, hopefully, now for Johnny to build on.
Hopefully this can have a catalytic effect, Neil, the likes of Niall and Jacko still to decide their futures.
Yeah, but it's a player's market now, and obviously with Ryan being captain, Ryan's performed well this season, and he missed a spell with injury, but he's come back and he's looked really strong lately. Niall's been outstanding for the club since he's been here. You know, maybe we a bit affected after coming back from the Euros, which is understandable, but no, he's in fire at the moment, and I've always liked him as a player. Johnny, Ryan, you know, he's I think he's more positive this season. And even the lad Christie coming in, I watched him coming on Saturday at the match, and he looked the part, you know, because of the, you know, we thought we might get the lad back from Norwich, but that didn't happen. So for me, he was a big loss. But then what I've seen of Christie so far in the little spell he's played, no, he looks just the perfect replacement to come in there, and hopefully he can build on that.